You're listening to the Youth Critic Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Youth Critic Podcast. I'm your host, Kel Smith. So today, actually this whole week, we are doing some things differently. Yes, we're going to have a YC episode coming out either tonight or tomorrow, but we are doing a series of interviews with filmmakers at the Atlanta Film Festival who have films premiering and showing there. First off, we'll have a link to the festival and their virtual catalog, all of that stuff in the description below. And second of all, I'm excited to share these interviews. These are some incredible films. The festival is showcasing this week. And these filmmakers have some really fun and also some really deep and really educational, informative films at this year's festival. Again, it's the Atlanta Film Festival, so what could you expect? Anyway, here is my interview with the Snowy filmmakers, Caitlin Swaljay and Alexander Wolf Lewis. Please enjoy, and I will leave all the links for the film in the description below. Thanks, everyone, and enjoy the interview. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Critic Podcast. I'm your host, Kel Smith. Joining me today is Alex Wolf Lewis and Caitlin Sofali, is that right?
Swaljay.
Tricky
ones. Forgiven.
All right. Thank you. And today we're just conducting an interview for the short film Snowy. It's presenting at the Atlanta Film Festival this week. So just to kind of give y'all just an easy ball question, what is Snowy about?
So Snowy is a short comedic documentary that's about my uncle's pet turtle.
Dark comedy.
That's been living in my uncle's, the turtle's been living in my uncle's basement for the last 25 years. So that's the short answer.
Awesome. And just so I can, ease everyone's mind, how is Snowy doing these days?
Snowy's thriving. We say he was kind of in a persistent state of hibernation when we initially found him, but now he's got sun. He's got all sorts of stuff.
He's got a new cave. We don't want to give away the film,
but he's doing well.
Okay. He's doing okay. All right. Great. And just to kind of throw another one, where did this idea come from? You said, Alex, it's your uncle's pet, but where did the idea come from to do a documentary about your uncle's pet turtle?
So Snowy is probably almost as old as I am. I'm just a little bit older. And every year I'd go to my aunt and uncle's house for Thanksgiving. And every year I was just wondering, how in God's name is this little turtle still clinging on to life, and what kind of drives it to survive? And so we really wanted to find a way to get inside the head of a turtle. So I had this kind of idea for a film germinating, but it wasn't until I told Caitlin about the idea that she was like, no, I think there's really a film there. And then she went all the way with it.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, how do we kind of represent the inner world of this turtle? It's a very expressionless character, especially as far as house pets go. It doesn't really give you much. So I was in touch with this woman named Dr. Anna Wilkinson. She's a researcher over in England that studies cold-blooded cognition. And we asked if she'd be willing to kind of be the expert voice for the film and sort of give us and Larry and also just audiences some insight into the turtle's mind. And she was super happy to do it. And I think Alex was sitting on the deck and I went out and was like, hey, do you want to go to England to talk to a turtle expert? And
she also said, like, another spoiler alert.
He said, hell yeah.
It's fine. But that's great. That was actually going to be my next question. How did you reach these people in London and even get to go, and fly across to get that interview? Because that was actually kind of incredible.
I was just going to say, Caitlin has a background as a science journalist. So one of her many superpowers is being able to track people down and find their email addresses.
I will also say scientists in general are always, I mean, more than any other demographic that people might interview, they're so willing to share what they know, and they're always excited to meet other people that are also interested in their research. So I think getting a hold of them is maybe easier than it seems. Yeah, they're always kind of very receptive to, and just to this
the,
sort of thing.
The tricky part of arranging, and at that, you know, we were paying for everything in the movie at this point. And so just kind of figuring out the most economical way to do everything. So next thing you know, we're staying in cheap, you know, hotels, and we're taking the train instead of renting a car. So we're throwing all these pelicans on these trains.
Which is probably good, because I don't know how well we would have done with trying to navigate the opposite side of the road.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the doors open for 15 seconds and we got on the train, and we got to try and get all these cases on and off. And it was like,
oh my goodness, adventure.
I think I almost lost a toenail at some point. There was a toenail incident. Pelican cases with sandals on. That was my like main takeaway.
Everybody
trip.
Listening, wear closed toed shoes if you're going to go to England to film a turtle.
Yes, absolutely. Even when not filming, you have to wear closed toed shoes. That's incredible. And then, so the other question I have was, why focus on the psychology of this turtle? Obviously, there's the aspect of he's closed in and alone in this basement most of the day, but still, like, what was interesting about, you know, focusing in on kind of the psychology of it?
There's something about if you can choose kind of a sort of creature where there's the least at stake and elevate that to feel like it's actually something important and worth listening to, that I could serve as sort of a parallel for any sort of life, whether that be animal or human. So there's definitely this sort of bigger theme that we wanted to get across, that was, you know, if you pay attention to something long enough, you look closely enough, there's always something, you know, compelling and worth engaging.
Yeah, and that every even tiny life is worth considering, and, you know, seeing how you could treat anybody better, even a little turtle. And I think on a personal note, I think that, you know, if you see this little turtle, you could say has maybe a horrible life. He's been in solitary for 20 years. And so if he can find the strength to carry on, it could give us all a little bit of strength to realize we don't have it so bad, and that, you know, things can always get better.
Yeah, there was also a line from Dr. Anna Wilkinson. We kind of asked, you know, is Snowy's been alive for 25 years. Does this mean that Uncle Larry has been doing something right? And she basically said, no, being alive is not
surviving.
Being alive and surviving is not proof of thriving. So that was also sort of a bigger message that felt like, you know, just because we're able to get through things doesn't mean that life couldn't be better. Doesn't mean that we couldn't understand each other more and, you know, provide a better environment for people to thrive.
A hopeful message.
Hopeful. All right. And then my final question is, where does this documentary go from here? It's obviously you're doing the festival circuit, but where does it go from here?
We're kind of in the initial talks with some online distributors. And so we'll have more information hopefully soon. And then we can't wait to do an in-person screening. We haven't been able to do one yet for Snowy because it's been completely, but we're taking a lesson from Snowy.
Being patient.
And
it's also kind of kicked off this sort of animal investigation for us. We're super into sort of animal themed stories for the same reason that we're attracted to Snowy's story. So we're hoping that, well, we're planning that there are going to be some sort of spin-off, sort of thematically similar stories that we're going to be looking at in next projects.
And we just hope Snowy keeps thriving.
Squirrels is going to be a thing.
Awesome. Squirrels
and turkeys.
Awesome. So is that going to be like the next documentary film, is focusing on squirrels and turkeys and that kind of stuff, or?
That's one of them, yeah.
Nice. All right. Nice. And any other like projects we can get excited for, or can I get, you know.
Talk a little bit about the turkey one and a little bit about the wastewater one.
Yeah, sure.
The turkey one, we're filming in Staten Island, where close to where we're originally from, where there's been an explosion of wild turkey populations. And so there's all these, you know, the city is battling the residents, and it's kind of who's going to win. Are the turkeys going to die, or are they going to get saved by this eccentric farmer who has a sanctuary upstate in New York? And he can't say no to anybody. So every day more and more animals are coming to his farm. So it's kind of government versus turkeys.
Yeah, it's very much about like how we how we share space with, you know, species that aren't human, and the urban environment and wild spaces and where they collide and kind of the crazy stuff that falls out of that friction.
And then we're hoping to make a film about a wastewater treatment plant.
Here in Maine, actually. Yeah.
Very exciting.
I've been very into wastewater infrastructure for a while. So we're hoping to explore that within a half mile of actually where we live right now.
Yeah, we're looking for projects where we don't have to go too far. Makes it easier.
All right, that is incredible. Because that's actually really fascinating, especially the wild turkey one. That's actually kind of, yeah, this is really cool.
Thank you.
All right, guys, thank you so much. Just one more quick one. Where can the good people find you? Where can my viewers find you? And do you guys have a Vimeo or YouTube where people can watch more of your films, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think we try to keep our Instagram and our website really up to date. So the website is snowythefilm.com and the Instagram is the same. And we'd love anybody who's listening.
Instagram is snowythefilm. Yeah. snowy_the_film.
Yeah, and we'd love anybody who's listening to send us their home pet stories.
Yeah, we've been collecting house pet stories. So we're very open to hearing people's calamitous or really happy or, you know, experiences with their house pets.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Copper, he just sits on the couch all day and just waits for everyone to come home. That's his life.
Not he bad.
No, yeah, it's not. No, he's not. But yeah, all right. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for doing this interview. And and I'll have all the links to the Instagram and stuff in the description of this podcast. So thanks, everyone. We'll be back with you very soon for more Atlanta Film Festival content.